Hello and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. The weeks of Lent are coming to a close and Jesus is getting nearer to his destination, Jerusalem and the cross. His journey pauses momentarily in Bethany, in the home of his dear friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, the same Lazarus Jesus has just recently raised from the dead. Today's text is John 12, verses 1 through 8. We see a beautiful domestic scene. Martha has prepared a no doubt delicious meal. She and her sister and brother, as well as Jesus and the disciples, are all eating their fill, laughing, talking, sharing the gift of loving friendship. This supper is an echo of other meals, times when Jesus has gathered around him those in the margins, the last and the least. These meals are times when we can see the real manifestation of God's realm in their midst. And at the same time, we can see here the shadow of another meal, the Last Supper that Jesus will soon share with his disciples. And into that peaceful domestic scene, the unexpected happens. In a move outrageously out of keeping with the times, Mary unlooses her hair and washes the feet of Jesus, her friend and teacher, with an abundance of perfume. This is a scandal on so many levels, the unloosening of her hair in a room full of men, the act of foot washing, normally something done by men for men, and the sheer value of the perfume itself. Yet there's an outpouring of generosity in Mary's actions that is truly saintly. We see this in the actions of those who give of themselves without cost or measure. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died at the hands of the Nazis just before the end of the Second World War. Mother Teresa, who lived and worked and loved with the poorest of the poor in India. And Mary's actions are not only saintly, but prophetic. As Jesus tells Judas, "Leave her alone, she has realized the need to prepare me for my burial, unlike the rest of you." Judas has his own economy, not one of loving generosity, but of selfish ambition. So it makes sense that Judas was keeping track of the money, keeping track of the cost of the perfume. He sees Mary's actions not as the spontaneous outpouring of love, but as a waste of money, money he himself might have pocketed. He frames his outrage as a pious plea for those in need, but Jesus sees through him. As he does with all hypocrites who confront him, Jesus turns the words of Judas inside out and upside down. The answer he gives, that Mary is preparing him for his sure death, no doubt knocked the wind out of Judas's sails. And then the capper, "You will not always have me, but you will always have the poor with you." The poor that we have with us is Jesus. It is to the poor that all extravagance is to be given. We are to give all we have, heart and mind and soul, to Jesus in all his manifestations as we meet them on our streets and in our communities. "You do not always have me" is an invitation into daily companionship with Jesus as we act out our ministries and mission through extravagant acts of compassion and generosity. We are in companionship with Jesus when we engage in joyful worship, learning and sharing our faith with others. We are in daily companionship with Jesus when we realize that our own personal economies are built on what we give, not what we have. The example set by Mary in this passage illustrates how a mindset of abundance is the gift that keeps on giving. Scarcity is an attitude which tempts us to close in and give little. An attitude of scarcity tells us we cannot do mission work, because we only have a few people or a small church bank account. It tells us we can't reach out to the needs of our community because the money in our coffers is going to heat and hold up an expensive and unwieldy building. Scarcity happens when our priorities become how we're going to survive rather than how we're going to thrive. We're still challenged by the powers that would strip us of our generous lives and keep us huddled tight within ourselves. Even within our churches, we seem to have a mentality that says to hunker down, hold tight to whatever money we have, and refrain from living as Jesus would have us live. Jesus knows his time is coming to an end. For 3 years, he's been trying to help his followers understand how to deepen their relationship with the Creator, who is the giver of all good things. "Remember," he tells them, "there will always be poor among you. When you see them, know that they are the ones I stand with. Give to them with the abundance you give to me, with love, with compassion, with generosity. Love them and give to them as I have loved and given myself to you. Amen." This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.